Devotionals Just in Time. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 1. Happy the meek. Today, I am meditating on a word that is necessary for all time. Now the Bible is the word of God, and it is necessary to learn to live in the correct way. You can say now, I have experience in life, and I don't need any advice from anyone, because starting there, the level of arrogance, pride, is leading you to bankruptcy. It is leading you to stop enjoying every beautiful detail that the Lord gives us. We are learning all the time, and there are things so simple that we let them pass, but they are part of what we constantly do, and that if we listen to it and learn it, it would save us so many headaches. My beloved friends, one of those little things that become like a stone in the shoe and that can help us win friendships or distance them, that can help us avoid headaches or future problems in marriage, especially in marriage, in the home, which is where we usually fail in this little part that I'm going to tell you about right now, or at work, in professional life, friendships, or if you are a Christian and are developing a ministry for God, in the ministry itself, we commit those mistakes over and over again because we let ourselves be carried away by the effusiveness or emotions of the moment, and we think more with the heart than with the mind. We are faster to do than to listen. It seems that we have a bad motivation. We open our mouth and express everything, and then we are sorry. We exist, and then we think, that little word is the one I want to talk to you about today. What is prudence? Prudence and wisdom to know how to handle adverse situations. There are prudence and wisdom in meekness. That's right, meekness. And we can only summarize the word meekness or peaceful, or I can summarize it for you in a short sentence. Meekness is a strength under control. That's right, it is not about being masochists, letting others do whatever they want to us, avoiding opportunities or being passive and not expressing our point of view. No, it is not about that. It's about knowing when is the right time to do it and how, through having a peaceful heart, being able to be a blessing and not make the mistake of feeding the fire of anger. Or of the problems that are arising at the moment, perhaps because there are people who will not agree with what we think, with what we do, but that doesn't mean that they are our enemies. We have to start thinking about how we receive criticism. We have to think, analyze, if we really change with what happens in the environment, because we can easily fall into the temptation to excuse ourselves and say, poor me, or taking justice in our hands to say, I don't deserve this, or I am like that because my husband made me like that, or because my wife is behaving this way at the moment. It will always be the temptation to excuse our behavior and blame it on somebody else. Let's make something very clear. You don't listen to everybody, nor yourself, because at the end, people do their own thing. And you can take things personally, letting yourself be affected by others. The others go on with their lives, and you are finished. You are frustrated. Let's face it, nobody can force you to take an attitude that only you decide to take. So let's stop looking for the guilty ones. So stop making excuses saying, I am like that because my coworkers are like that. I hope I am making myself clear here. No? You became like this since they began to treat you badly. Everybody is to be blamed. No. You decide to take that attitude and be arrogant and decided to keep it in your heart. Nobody else forced you to do it. Satan did not force you to do it. In the end, my beloved brothers, God doesn't force you to do it. We have free will, and both the spiritual and the natural respect that free will. You are carving out your own destiny, and you are taking wrong attitudes. Meekness leads you to know how to appease high spirits at the time. When there are arguments, when someone raises their voice to you, you learn to raise your voice yourselves. But what if you don't raise it? What if you keep silence? Because it is not the right time to give an opinion or to correct. Many times we allow ourselves to be carried away by moments of anger, and we don't learn to remain silent and to control ourselves. And this, instead of appeasing things, they have made them worse. That is why God gives us advice in His Word. It is in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. And keep it in your heart, and always try to put it into action, because it is not about listening to beautiful words, but about keeping them in the heart and putting them into action. You know what? You know what it says? The soft answer takes away the anger. The soft answer takes away the anger, but the harsh word rises the fury. A soft answer will avoid so many problems. I want to give you an appreciation. The conflicts, from whatever perspective that you see them, can be for the better. A conflict is a warning that there is something that isn't right. It is like pain in the human body. When our body feels pain, it is giving us a warning that there is something that is not in order, that is not right, and at least there is a medicine that we can use to appease the pain or to cancel it. You see, like the conflict. When there is a conflict at home, we are being shown there is something that it can be so decisive to bring a right solution and a great victory, or it can be something decisive under your haughtiness and pride. To finish something beautiful that God is trying to form in you, we have a big problem, and it is that we have tremendous pride. Ha! When my ego is hurt, when my pride is hurt, we always take the position of the funeral. Everything for me and a little for the others, because I am the one who has worked hard and I deserve this and that. No, 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 this is not the right attitude. And from there, everything goes wrong. Nor is it about thinking that everyone is rising up against you and they are against you. No, it is not about that either. My beloved friend, it is about understanding that the conflict is giving you an opportunity. It is announcing an opportunity to make friends, to strengthen the relationships, not to destroy it. So meekness makes you understand when the time is right. It is a strength under control. When the time comes to apply that wisdom with authority, not by yelling. Authority is not shouting or grabbing a stick and hitting somebody. That is not authority. The world teaches that to be listened, we need to beat up people. They say, if you don't beat someone, they will not listen to you. It is not like that. Meekness is important. That is why the soft answer will remove the anger. Now, you can never give a soft answer if you have a heart in the wrong position. If you have a hard heart, if you have a heart full of pride, through the time you are thinking you are right, you will never be in the right position to appease, to reconcile, to love, to lift. So it is important to look at how our heart is. A sick heart does not heal anyone. It transmits disease. But a healthy heart receives from God that blessing called meekness. Jesus himself said, look, this will save us so many headaches. That Jesus put it this way once. He said, come to me, those who are worried and loaded, and I will give you rest. Wonderful, right? How many of you listening to me today have been tired worried, want to let go of that burden and say, Lord, I cannot keep up. Help me. All of us, right? Especially in this time. Now, we have already made the decision to rest and we go to Jesus. What is the solution that Jesus gives us? Look at the solution that Jesus gives us. Come to me, all of you who are worried and loaded, and I will make you rest. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Learn from me that I am meek and humble of heart. Right on target. What did Jesus mean then? That the only way that you can rest, and rest in the correct way, it is not doing things your way. It is not having a position of haughtiness or pride. It is not like I will not allow my arm to be twisted. It is not whining that you have to apologize always. Well, do it. Keep doing it. That way you are freeing your soul. You are healing your heart. You are not allowing yourself to steal the blessings of today. Having the correct attitude is the result of the correct position, in which our heart is. If you surrender your heart to God, He will heal it. Let Him heal you. Heal those wounds. And by being in Him, you will understand that it is no longer about you. It is about God. He will help you rethink life and face every circumstance that is going to present itself to you. So my beloved friend, Jesus said, do you want true rest? Learn from me that I am meek and humble of heart. Meekness will give you true rest. Now, meekness is not learned in college, nor by experience in life. True meekness, that stress under control, that self-control, that wisdom, and that love to speak, to act, not to get carried away with anger. James says, be quick to hear, but slow to speak and slow to get angry. Only the Holy Spirit gives it. That's right, because it is not just a thought that is going to change a structure of thought. No, it is something interior from within that comes from God, and it only comes from God. So only a personal relationship with your Heavenly Father, with the Lord, can you receive it. You can experience it, and you can manifest it. Apart from God, you can do nothing. That is why Jesus said, learn from me. It's like Jesus telling us today, let me teach you, let me show you. When Jesus was on the cross, did not utter any word of curse. He knew it was part of the purpose, and He did not fight against it. He understood the plan. Every time you try in your own strength to do things and defend yourself, you are not understanding the plan. You are not allowing God to work. And whenever you don't allow God to work, you are the one who is delaying the process. How good that you can tell Him today, Lord, teach me more about meekness. I want to learn to be meek and humble as you were, Jesus. Jesus knew at what moment, when the spirits of the Pharisees were on top wanting to kill Him, Jesus was silent and disappeared from the people. He would fled from the moment. But there were times when He knew when to take out the whip and knock down the table of those money changers who were discrediting in the temple. He also knew when was the time to sit down to teach, and with His words that were given from the Father, demolish arguments in the minds of His opponents to the point that they wanted what He had. That is called meekness, my beloved friend, and that comes only from the Holy Spirit, because it is fruit of life, the process of the Spirit of God in our life. So if you are not eager for God, it is difficult for us to have it, but it is part of this new life that we have in Christ that we experience it. And under the meekness, we can have another perspective. Your fight is not against blood and flesh. Your fight is not against your husband, your wife. Your fight is not against your friends or co-workers, your boss. Perhaps the fight you are having, it is against the person you see in the mirror every day, and you have not realized it. That person who needs to go to the cross and needs to be conquered by Christ. You decide, my beloved friend, The soft answer takes away the anger. Today you can save yourself many pardons for tomorrow, many apologies. Today is the time to stop and reflect. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this new day that you give us and the opportunity to receive your word that is complete wisdom for our ears, for our hearts. Help us to meditate on this word about meekness, to understand the importance of being wise when expressing ourselves, to learn, Lord, to be silent, to learn to listen, to have a healthy heart and the correct position, even when they rise up against us, so as not to allow us to provoke. Lord, help us to learn from you that you are meek and humble. Teach us, Jesus, teach us, and in this way achieve great victories. In the name of Jesus, amen. Today, your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, spoke to you. I want to invite you to subscribe to our channel on YouTube, Devotionals Just in Time. Click on subscribe and click on the bell. And also, if you have Instagram, I invite you to follow me there. You find me as Pastor Elias HC. A hug, blessings.